Welcome. In this lesson, AMC Edit. Rebuild a Raga Toast from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Rave Lace Tension. I'll walk you through a beginner-friendly, practical workflow for turning a short Raga Toast vocal into a drum and bass vocal element full of rave tension, using only Live 12 stock devices. What you'll build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a cleaned and timing-correct Raga Toast audio clip, a sliced drum rack or instrument that plays short toast stabs, a processing chain, EQ, saturator, filter, beat repeat and grain delay, for gritty, rave-ready stabs, a vocoder pad layer made from the toast as the modulator and a wavetable or operator synth as the carrier. Simple automation and macros to create an 8/16 bar tension build. Let's get started. Step 1. Import or record the Raga Toast. Create an audio track with CMD/Ctrl+T and drag in your Toast WAV or record a short 1/4 bar take. Name the track Toast Raw. Open the clip and choose a warp mode that suits your goal, complex or complex pro for time stretching, beats if you just want to align transients, or turn warp off to keep the original feel. Trim silence and consolidate the clip with CMD/Ctrl+J so you have a clean, single audio file to work from. Step 2. Clean and stage the voice insert EQ8 first. High pass around 128Hz to remove sob rumble. Gently cut any muddy 200-400Hz and add a presence boost around 24kHz to accent consonants. Put a gate after the EQ to remove breaths and background noise. Set the threshold so only the toast passes. Add a compressor or glue compressor for level consistency, with a fast attack and medium release. Finish with a light saturator, just a couple of dB of drive for character. Step 3. Make playable slices. The core of an AMC Edit, right-click the consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For a Raga Toast, slice by transient or warp marker and start with a 1/16 grid. Move to 1/32 if you want faster chops. Live creates a drum rack full of simpler devices, one per slice. Open the New MIDI Track and you'll see each slice mapped to a pad. This is your raw material. Step 4. Build the Raga Toast instrument rack. Select the drum rack chains and group them into an instrument rack CMD/Ctrl+G. Place an auto filter after the drum rack and map cutoff to macro 1 for fast sweeps. Add a pitch transpose control, either a simpler transpose per chain or an audio effect pitch, and map plus or minus 12 semitones to macro 2 so you can trigger quick pitch drops. Map the saturator drive or a dry/wet control to macro 3 to dial in grit quickly. Step 5. Program rhythmic patterns and AMC style edits. Create a MIDI clip and program patterns that favor off beats and call and response phrasing, short stabs on the and of 1, or on 2e and. Use small pitch variations on repeated stabs for movement, by automating macro 2 in short bursts. For classic AMC chops, create 1/8, 1/16 retriggers, either add a chain with beat repeat or duplicate notes with slight pitch or timing offsets to simulate stutters. Step 6. Add stutter and rave texture, beat repeat, grain delay and frequency shifting. Use beat repeat either as an insert or on a return. Try interval equals 1/16, grid equals 1/32 or 1/64, and chance around 40-70% for controlled stutter. Keep repeat filter low past so repeats stay fat. Put grain delay after the drum rack for stereo smear. Set small delay times, small grains and light spray to taste. Add a frequency shifter or quick pitch automation on repeats to create tiny detune wobble and tension. Step 7. Set up the vocoder layer. Create a new MIDI track and load wavetable or operator as the carrier. Choose a bright saw or square patch and slow the amp envelope a touch. Attack 1040 ms, release 200-600 ms, so the carrier becomes a pad. Drop Ableton's vocoder on the carrier track. In the vocoder's sidechain chooser, select your processed toast track. That makes the toast the modulator and your synth the carrier. If you prefer the alternate routing, note that vocoder can also live on the vocal track and use external carrier, but for beginners, carrier on the synth is simpler. Configure the vocoder with 20-40 bands for a good balance of clarity and character. Use a short attack and a short to medium release so consonants remain readable. Start dry/wet around 50% and adjust. Keeping some dry vocal in the mix helps intelligibility. Preprocess the modulator vocal before it hits the vocoder. Boost presence around 25kHz with EQ. High pass under 120hz, and compress with glue compressor so the vocoder receives a steady signal. Finally, tune the carrier to your song key and experiment with small detune automations to add tension. Step 8. shape intelligibility and blend the vocoder, keep a parallel dry vocal channel or duplicate the vocal and lightly compress and add a short reverb. Blend this under the vocoder so words stay readable. If consonants get smudged, reduce vocoder wet, increase bands, or shorten release. EQ the vocoder output. High pass the low end and boost presence around 1.53 kHz if needed. Route the vocoder to a reverb slash delay return for atmosphere and use utility to widen the vocoder return. While keeping the dry vocal centered, consider a slight stereo widening above 100% on the vocoder return and keep low frequencies, mono. Step 9. Automate for rave lace tension map auto filter cutoff to macro 1 and plan a rising sweep over 4-8 bars before the drop. Use an exponential curve so the opening accelerates near the peak. Automate beat repeats grid or engage to trigger manic stutters at the climax. Automate the vocoder carrier to tune and dry slash wet to increase texture as you approach the drop. Add sidechain, compression with a kick on your vocal chains, for the pumping feel typical of DNB. Step 10. Bounce or resample variations when you land on a processed stab or vocoder swell you like. Resample it. Create a new audio track set to resampling and record the processed output. Label that render, then slice it again if you want more micro glitches. Resampling frees CPU and lets you create permanent one-shots to re-slice and layer. Common mistakes to avoid: too much wet vocoder. Full wetness often kills intelligibility. Always keep a dry anchor or reduce vocoder wet. Muddy repeats. EQ out sub 200 Hz before beat repeat or grain delay. Forgetting to EQ and compress the modulator before the vocoder. This makes vocoded results dull or messy. Routing errors. If the vocoder sidechain isn't pointed to the vocal slash modulator, you'll get no modulation. If you put vocoder on the vocal, don't forget to select external carrier. Oversaturation and clipping. Watch levels. Saturator into glue compressor can raise RMS quickly. Pro tips: map key macros to MIDI CC so you can morph the Toast live. Save the instrument rock as MC Toast Rock for fast recall. Bounce glitched slices as one shots and layer slightly detuned copies for thicker, ravey energy. Use a short pre-delay on reverb to keep transients punchy. Automate vocoder dry slash wet from 0 to about 60%, while sweeping the auto filter to reveal the pad only at the peak. Always high pass vocal, and vocoder returns below tilde 120 Hz to protect the low end. Mini practice exercise. Build an 8-bar tension, set a timer for 30-45 minutes and follow this checklist. Import and clean a Raga Toast with EQ8 and gate. Slice it to a drum rack at 1/16 and program a 1-bar pattern that repeats with variations across 8 bars. Add beat repeat on ascend, interval 1/16, grid 1/32, and automate engage on bars 7-8. Make a wavy double carrier and put vocoder on it, with the Toast as the sidechain modulator. Use tilde 30 bands and short attack slash release. Automate auto filter cutoff to sweep up over bars 5-8 and increase vocoder dry slash wet from 0% to around 50% at the peak. Resample the final 8 bars and export as a loop. Deliverable: a single 8-bar WAV containing toasted stabs, a vocoded pad swell, and a stutter on bar 8. Recap: you've learned how to prepare and slice a Raga Toast into a drum rack, process stabs with EQ, saturator, beat repeat and grain delay for rave character, set up a vocoder with a carrier synth and a sidechained vocal modulator, shape intelligibility and blend it into the mix, automate filters, beat repeat and vocoder parameters to create build tension typical of rave-laced drum and bass edits. Quick workflow shortcuts and final notes work at a single set tempo, 170-175 BPM for DNB, so slicing and sequencing behave predictably. Consolidate after trimming to avoid warp artifacts. Start slicing at 1/16 and only move to 1/32 or 1/64 when you need faster stutters. Use return tracks for beat repeat and grain delay to save CPU. Save your instrument rack early as a template. Layer 3 elements for each stab: a dry centered toast with short reverb, a saturated filtered stab for punch, and a wide vocoder pad for atmosphere. EQ each element to avoid masking and use utility to keep sub-frequencies mono. Commit to interesting sounds by resampling and re-slicing. That iterative loop is the essence of the AMC approach. Keep experimenting, save versions, and capture your happy accidents. That's how you develop the rave tension and micro detail that make AMC edit stand out. Now open Live 12, pick a toast, and start slicing.